customers, they ask for a call back and they never pick up, so I appreciate it, Nolan. He's actually here with us already. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Hey, Nolan, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Matt?
I cannot complain. It's Monday, right? So
yeah,
running Slusser Coatings, huh? Tell me a little bit more about the business. How's business been for you guys?
It's been slow just because of weather here lately, but
yeah.
I just started the company at the beginning of this year. It's been, like I said, slow, but it's been progressing pretty quickly as of late. I have a what's it called? I've got a little plan with Angie's List as of right now, and they are currently flooding me with customers. And I actually just got off the phone with three different clients just a second ago. But we do residential painting primarily. I do want to dip into the commercial side a little bit more down the line. As of right now, probably not what we're looking for, but definitely the residential side. I do interior and exterior. With the weather being the way it's been, I haven't really had any exteriors that I could follow through with and get around to doing, but I've knocked out a couple interiors. We also do garage and concrete coating, epoxies, regular base epoxies. I know how to do flake
epoxy.
You do
a little bit of everything, huh?
Yeah. Just been picking up and kind of honing my skills the last 6 years, working for a couple different places, just trying to pick up on everything I can, and decided I think it was about time to do it myself. So,
okay.
That's
sure.
Kind of where we're sitting
at. That makes a lot of sense. Did you ever set up like a business name for the the business? Like, in other words, like a DBA or an LLC or anything like that, Nolan?
Yeah, we operate as a DBA. It's just me right now. And I run it.
But did you
file
that DBA yet or not yet?
It should have been filed.
Okay.
Run through my paperwork. It should be filed as a DBA.
Okay.
I know I've got a company EIN and all of that set up.
Okay.
But as for the DBA, I'm almost 100% certain on that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to look. I'm looking up Topeka, Kansas to make sure.
And I just went to the bank to finish setting up some stuff for the business account, and I can't remember if they said that a DBA was filed or not.
Okay. Here we go. I'm looking for confirm that you're a human. I'm looking on your state's website right now. Let's just see. And then I'm going to do Slusser, S-L-U-S-S-E-R, correct? Let's see if anything comes up, anything that contains that. Yeah, I see Slusser Construction, Slusser Real Estate. I see, but I don't see.
I'll probably have to get on and do that.
Okay. And here's what I recommend.
Set it up. I think I set it up as a sole proprietorship when I went through and did all that. But, I mean, it's damn near the same thing. I'll have to get online and file for that DBA. But,
Here's what I recommend, okay, because you're going to appreciate this. You're talking to a guy that has a lot of people under his management, right? And here's the thing, Nolan. Your name, Slusser Coatings, just says that, hey, look, you're like focusing only on like coding, like garage floors, right? And it yes. has no clue that you also do painting. So my recommendation, right, would be we go with the name Slusser Painting and Coatings as a name. And why would you think I would recommend doing something like that?
That way the customers and clients would be able to know that not only do we do coatings, but we do painting as well of...
Exactly. You're a smart guy. So that's why I recommend we do painting and coatings as the name. What do you think of like filing a name like that?
I'd have to go back through and get a lot of stuff changed.
Yeah. I'm not saying you have to do it overnight. I'm going to try to like put that. I mean, obviously you don't have anything official yet anyways on Google's eyes because you don't have like a DBA or like an LLC or anything yet. So the good news is while you're working on that, you can at least like try to do, you know, like try to get that name solidified as like a legitimate name, you know?
And that's where I was looking. I was seeing that there is another Slusser's painting company, but they do more of like an automotive, and I didn't want to, in a way, steal clients from them. That's kind of why I went with the coatings.
Gotcha.
Just because, like, coatings is a general, it's a very generalized way of saying painting, because there's lots of different coatings. I've done so many different coatings. I know how to powder coat. I know how to wet paint. I know how to do your epoxies, your urethanes, durethanes. I know how to do all that. And eventually I do want to dip into some more of the industrial coatings.
How about, like, because you know how Topeka has, like, a nickname of Top City? So how about, like, Top City Painting and Coatings?
Yeah, I'd think about that. I'm still fudging with the name a little bit.
I like that, actually. But, you know, a name's a name. It's really about exposure, Nolan, right?
Yeah.
Because anybody can have a name. Anybody can have a website. Anybody can have a logo. All that stuff is fluff, right? It's all about getting your exposure out there. Definitely you're going to need to figure out the name and get that DBA filed as soon as possible because Google – yes, I can create you a digital business card. Yes, we can take, you know, get a picture with you and your tools. That might fly, but Google's really like tightened down a lot in terms of verifying a business because the days of Chuck with a truck, right, are over on Google, right? Google wants to see, hey, you took the time to actually like file like a legit business name, right? Then they take you serious kind of thing. So, you know, my recommendation, I mean, I see why you're using your last name, right? I get it. My recommendation, you know, since there is somebody with Slusser Painting, maybe, like, you know, come up with something, you know, like a name, like Top City or, you know, some type of word that you can put in there, painting and coatings, right?
Yeah.
Because I texted you like that. Here, I'll text you that I want Top City. I kind of like that, to be honest with you. Not bad. Top City, painting and coatings. Boom. So I'm going to text you this one too. Okay. You know, you can kind of mull it over. The good news is you don't have to make this decision right this second, right, on the name. Okay. Obviously, within reason, though, you want to come up with the name and, like, have it, you know, solidified because, you know, that is over time. You know how we're going to present you on Google, right? So if you need like a few days, obviously, to work out the name, that's fine because my team obviously has to do a lot of different things. So let's talk about how we can help your business grow, okay? Because that's obviously why we're on this call today. And obviously, we are trying to get somebody in Topeka right now, especially for painting, okay? Because I don't know if he caught what Eric said, but somebody fell off the first page in Topeka for a painting keyword, right? So we are, like I said, trying to get that solidified. So there's a couple ways that we help Eric, Nolan, the business grow. Okay, so let's talk about that. So the first way that we help your business grow is any of the keywords that relate to your business, we want to make sure in Topeka you're showing up on that first page, okay? Because that's where it matters. So any type of painting keyword, like everything from interior painting, exterior painting, you know, every keyword, right? And then obviously garage floor coatings, right? We want to make sure that you're showing up there and all the different types of coatings that you do provide. Now, do you do like swimming pool coatings and stuff like that? Like the concrete coatings as well, like on like pool coatings and stuff, or are you mainly like garage floor, like epoxy kind of stuff?
I usually just do like garage floor epoxies and the flakes and stuff like that. But I've got quite the connect for the pool coatings and stuff. My uncle, he's actually the regional rep for Sherwin-Williams, and they do a lot of pool coatings and stuff like that. So I can get that product discounted. It might be something we look at down the line, maybe, but I've never personally done it.
Yeah, I'm sure you know how to do it. It's just roll it on, probably. You know, it's not something that's probably very too difficult. It's just getting the right product. But, you know, why try to do too much, too? I can keep you really busy just doing painting and garage floor coatings. I mean, definitely can keep you so busy that you don't even know what to do with. And that's the good news is with me, though, we kind of crawl before we walk, Nolan, and then, you know, walk before we run. Right. So that's kind of the approach that I take with all my clients. So, obviously the keywords are very important. My basic package focuses on that, right? All those keywords. It does have about a 20-25 mile radius from your address, right? Is where you'll be showing up on that first page. Okay. Now, let's say somebody types in onto Google, you know, house painting company, right? They see you on Google, Nolan, but they don't call you, okay? What do we do then? Okay, how do we get back in front of that person, or how do we motivate that person to call you? Well, we run what they call a retargeting ad, okay? And you probably have had this experience before where you've typed something into Google and then you started watching a YouTube video and you start seeing ads for something you typed in earlier. Have you ever had that experience before?
Yeah.
Okay, so we do that same concept, but we actually link Google and Facebook together, okay? So anytime that that person types that keyword in, okay, and let's say your business name was Top City Painting and Coatings, right? Well, when they log on to Facebook, they're going to see an ad from Top City Painting and Coatings because, you know, they typed that keyword in and they never called you.
Okay.
So it obviously motivates and prompts and it helps get back on top of mind to these people so that they do call you now from Facebook in addition to Google. Pretty neat.
Keeps it fresh in their mind.
Exactly. We've been doing that concept for 13 years now just on the retargeting ads with Facebook. And why Facebook over any other platform? Well, because we're able to link Facebook to Google, number one. But number two, Facebook is actually the second most visited place besides Google. So we obviously want to make sure that, you know, we're not just targeting there, but like we're dominating on Facebook in addition to Google. Okay. So you're going to get both of those for my basic package. And then the third way that I help businesses grow, Nolan, is really my favorite part, and that is our pay-per-lead program, okay? We actually have a really great pay-per-lead program with Google, okay? Now, this goes back to, like, actually getting you vetted, right, and getting you, like, legit on Google, because the cool thing is I can get you pay-per-leads from Google where you show up at the very tippy top of Google, right? And it's for painting. They don't have a coding one, but it's for painting, right? And we can target whatever cities you want to be showing up at the very tippy top of Google. And when I mean the very tippy top, I'm talking like the first search result on Google. Okay. So it's very, very good. It takes 2 months to get vetted for that program because Google really like does a deep dive. They want to make sure like you have no felonies over the last 10 years now, and you're good on that. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason why I asked, yeah, I have to ask, right? So yeah, they want to make sure you're a legit guy, right? Because they don't give these leads to anybody, right? And so once you determine the business name and I get all the elements done and we got the background check completed and all that, and it comes time for you to start taking those leads, Nolan, those are the leads that are going to actually help you really scale your business to the next level. Yes, my basic package is great because my basic package will get you a good ROI. It'll get you jobs, but it's only going to take you so far. Okay.
Yeah.
And what do I mean by that? Well, my basic package should bring several thousands of dollars worth of work on a month-to-month basis. Okay. Which is good. Okay. But is that enough to really take your business to like $10,000 or $15,000 a month? No. Right. Cause you need to spend more money, right? You get what you spend, like everything in life. Right. So that's where the paper leads are going to be there for you. So when you can take on those extra leads, when you're like, let's say on 1 week or slower than the next, you can start drawing from those paper leads to really, you know, keep yourself busy. The cool thing is you can turn them on and off at any time. Now, what I like about the paper leads is, number one, like I said, you show up at the very tippy top of Google. But number two, Google does not share those leads with anybody else.
Okay.
Okay. So you're the only guy that's getting the lead. And the nice thing is, Nolan, is you only pay for a lead, right, if it's a qualified lead. Okay. So Google actually listens into the call with like a little AI robot, right, and it knows whether it's quality or not. So if it's quality and they're like genuinely interested, you pay for the lead. But if they're not interested or they're outside of your service area or they're just curious, not serious, then you don't get charged for that lead, which is great in my opinion. So it's not a paper call. It's a paper qualified lead. Okay.
Okay.
So
and,
huge difference. Yeah.
For
so
those paid
my client,
leads,
like,
I had a question about that. So those paid leads, if I pay for that, does that charge vary or is it a set charge?
Great question. Now, it can change in the future, but right now the set charge is $39 for every qualified lead.
Okay.
So that's the pricing right now. Now, can Google raise it in the future to like $41 in the future? Yes. Right. There's nothing stopping Google, right? Just like McDonald's raises their pricing and every, you know, but the good news is my flat rate package with me, right? Keeping you on the first page of Google and we actually run $100 a month in those Facebook retargeting ads. That package, Nolan, that stays consistent. It stays at a flat rate. Okay. The paper leads are there because you're eventually going to want those paper leads. I'm not going to lie. And the reason why is because it's going to really help you scale your business. Like all my painting guys, right, they all eventually get on those paper leads because, you know, you're just going to want more leads. You're going to want to keep growing your business. Yes, my flat rate pack is, like I said earlier, will get you enough business where it's more than paying for itself, but the paper leads are there to help you really scale it to the next level. Okay. Now, there's some key elements that I want to talk to you about. Half the battle, Nolan, is showing up on Google, but the other half of the battle is how do you stand out? Like we were just talking about your name, right? Now, somebody else kind of has that name, so you probably should choose another name. I hate to say it that way, but you do painting, right? And you're going to want that word painting in your name somewhere, somehow, okay? Mm-hmm. And because when people see you, especially on Google, it's got to be obvious what you do. You can't have one of those names that, you know, doesn't scream what you do in the name, right? Because a lot of guys,
yeah.
Nolan, they come up with the weirdest names. I kid you not, I've been here like long enough, and I'm not saying what you came up with was bad or anything, but you should see the names I see. And I, like, I have these discussions with people. I'm like, how did you come up with that name? Why did you name it that? Like, in your name, it doesn't say what you do, and people are dumb, and they're not going to be able to figure it out, right? So
Yeah. That's
why I really have these discussions, because I care. But here's the most important thing, okay? It's not just showing up on Google, right, with a name, and bam, they're going to want to call you, okay? Let's talk about how do you stand out, okay?
Marketing.
I just texted you something, and I want you to see this. This is one of my clients, right, that I want to talk about for a second, because I call him my poster child, okay? So click on this link real quick, and once you have it up, we're looking at Lewis Pest Control. Let me know when you see it.
All right, the Terminix Topeka.
Yeah, do you see Lewis Pest Control though next to him? Let me make sure I send you the right link here. Hold on.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, this should be Lewis Pest right there. It should be like, you see that? The Lewis Pest?
Yeah, with the 5.0 rating.
Yeah, okay. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Now, what stands out about them? Like, what do you see, like, that stands out about them?
The marketing on the van and the picture.
Yes. There you go. You're right on the money. It's hard to see this stuff probably on a cell phone. But, yes, that personalized photo of the guys, right?
Yeah.
They're dressed decent. You can tell. You're like, okay, yeah, these guys look legit. They got, like, nice khakis or wearing a nice polo. They took the time to be dressed decent in the photo, right? And what else do you see, though? And you kind of mentioned it earlier. Besides that photo, that personalized photo, what else do you see about them?
They've got a 5-star rating.
How many 5-star reviews, though, do they have?
103.
Exactly. Okay. So I'm not saying, Nolan, that you're going to have 103 5-star reviews with me like that, okay, because that's not possible, okay? But what I am saying is this. These little details do add up, okay? Getting the 5-star reviews on Google very much helps your business, okay? And it's because, obviously, it's the obvious, right? It's credibility.
Yeah.
So what we do is we actually have a tool that can be sent out, right, to your clients. So all the people that you've done business with in the past, even, you can send out once you get your business name out. So let's say it's Top Cities. Hey, thanks for using Top City Painting and Coatings. You know, we appreciate your business. Please go ahead and click the link and leave us a 5-star review. Again, we appreciate your business. Something along the lines like that, our system will automatically send that out once you put the personal info into the system. It's super easy, and that's how you get the 5-star reviews. Lewis has been with me for a year. Literally, okay, 13 months, but who's counting? A year, right?
Yeah.
He's been with me for about a year now, and he has already 103 5-star reviews, okay? So he's doing well, okay? And my point is, you know, if you can get me a photo of you decently dressed, okay, like a polo shirt, some nice khaki pants, maybe have a roller or a paintbrush in your hand or a clipboard or something, right? Something that looks nice, right? We can use that photo and really promote that all over the place, on your website, on your Google Business profile, on your Facebook ads, and we really promote that, Nolan, right, so that it gives you a personalized touch.
Okay.
Now, why do you think it's so important, though, to have that personalized photo?
That way it's not just a logo, it's more personal. It draws exactly. attention to the client.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's one of the main reasons why I attribute to Lewis's Pest Control's success with me is because of that personalized photo. Yes, he's grown tremendously with us, okay? I mean, I took that guy from one van, now he has 13 vans literally with us, okay? And yes, he spends a lot more money than a lot of guys do right now, right? But my point yeah. is he scaled because he focused on the little things as well. He got us a personalized photo like that. He, you know, focuses on getting those 5-star reviews, right? He's not just, forgetting the details, right? He really pays attention and he really cares about his business. So that's part of why I feel, Nolan, he's grown so much because, like you said, it's not just the logo. It's not just the business name. They have that personalized touch there. So that's super, super important. So once you come up with that right name, okay, I don't know if Slusser is it because you said somebody else has that Slusser's painting, right? So my suggestion is come up with a different word as your front word and just roll with that. You know what I mean? Whatever word you come up with. Right? It doesn't matter. It could be Advantage Painting and Coatings. It could be Top City. It could be, you know, Top Notch. It doesn't matter. Really, a name's a name. Just come up with something unique, right? Get the DBA and run with it, right? Because like you said and I said, it doesn't matter if you have a name, a logo, even a website. All that stuff's just noise, right? What we're talking about is making sure you show up on Google, you have that personalized touch, and you get those 5-star reviews, right? So let's talk about pricing because at the end of the day, you know, it all comes down to cost, okay? A lot of my guys start with my ideal package. That's what I'm talking with you about. Lewis started with that exact package as well, okay? And the ideal package focuses on all three levels of marketing, okay? You on the map section, which has a 25-mile radius like I talked to you about. We spend $100 a month out of that package in the Facebook retargeting ads and then working towards those paper leads and then eventually being able to take those paper leads once I get you approved, okay? That's the ideal package with me, okay? Now, let's talk about the paper leads a little more in depth, okay, and then we'll go over all the costs. After I cover this point, okay? Like I mentioned, if you wanted to do the paper leads, those, Nolan, are $39 a piece, okay, for a quality lead, okay? So it's not bad, right? It's actually a really good price when you really look at it at the end of the day because you're not paying for junk leads. You're only paying on an actual quality lead, okay? But here's the thing on those. Okay, if you decided we wanted to do the paper leads, right, those leads, when the time comes, have some parameters behind them. Okay, obviously we got to vet you. Okay. Now, have you got general liability insurance for the business or not yet?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how much do you have?
That I can also break out real quick.
I mean, you kind of at the top of the head, you kind of know?
I'm almost certain that I'm covered up to $1.5 million.
Okay. You got a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm covered pretty solid.
How much are you paying on that? Because, you know, you don't need that much liability insurance. So somebody definitely try to sell
I'm only paying, like, I think it's $140 a month. I've got it bundled with my home and auto insurance, so it actually drops that price quite a bit. Really, it's not too bad.
That was a smart idea then. Okay. And they covered you for your business, right, on this business, right? They're covering you on it, right? Not just, like, on, like, attached to your home, right?
Correct. I've got my home insurance through them separately, my auto insurance through them separately, and
that's
the business insurance.
So as long as we can prove that you have at least $250,000 in general liability, which sounds like you have a lot more than that, which is fantastic, I can get you pre-approved for the paper leads. And obviously you don't have the felonies, which is good as well. Okay. So how it works, let's fast forward. 2 months later, we're in June, Nolan, and it's time to start taking the paper leads. Okay. What would happen is my company would sit down with you after you got pre-approved, and we'll be like, and we'll teach you how to use it, of course. We're not just going to throw you in the deep end and say good luck to you, right? Because we need to show you how to turn them on and off, right? But at that time, what happens is Google makes you prepay for 13 leads up front. So it's like a prepaid account, okay? So 13 times 39 at that time is going to be $507, okay? And how it works is you start drawing from those 13 leads as quickly or as slowly as you'd like, okay? So what do I mean by that? What a lot of my guys do, Nolan, is they take two solid leads out of that, and then they turn it off, right? They keep it off. Okay. Until one of those two turn into a really good paying job, okay?
Okay.
Once one of those two turn into a good paying job, Nolan, then they turn it back on and they wash, rinse, repeat. So in other words, they take two more, they turn it back off, right? And then they wait till one of those two turn into a really good paying job, right? And then they turn it off. So let's say that the 13 leads take you like 2 months to get through. Okay. After you get through the first 13 lead batch, Google will auto reload you another 13 leads. Okay.
Okay.
So once you use your 13, it reloads that 13 batches basically. Okay. That all makes sense, correct?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure that, that, you know, that is, clear. Okay. So. How the pricing works, okay, Nolan, is, you know what, let me do this. Let me grab your email, okay? I'm going to email this to you so you can see it, because it's easier to see than, like, me just trying to break down every little bit and tittle here. So what's your email?
It is Nolan, N-O-L-A-N, underscore Slusser, S-L-U-S-S-E-R, at SlusserCodings.com.
Oh, you already have a website now. Okay, cool. Perfect. Perfect. And we will actually help you create a website if need be, too. So, and we make really nice websites. So you would like that.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to go ahead and break this package down to you and the cost so you can look at it and we can talk about it at the same time. I'm like one of those guys that show, not tell, right? You know? Spare with me. I'm going to get it to you. So when you just literally started this company, is that right? Am I catching that correct?
Yeah, I just started it in January.
Fantastic. How has – have you gotten jobs? Talk to me what's been going on since January.
Yeah. I've knocked out three just this week.
Awesome.
I haven't really gotten much other than that. I picked up – a couple more, actually, for hopefully this weekend. I've got two full interiors, and then I've got an exterior I'm waiting on, a full house I'm waiting on, and another full house I'm waiting on. But
where are most of these, where's most of the work coming from? Is that coming from Angie's or like where have you got most of
Angie's list and then just like connections. I've only picked up two jobs off of Angie's list, three jobs off of Angie's list. And I would give them my business cards to hand out to people they might know, and their people have been reaching back out to me and everything. Mm-hmm. I try to make sure I give every customer at least like five to 10 business cards. That way, you know, if they hear about something, they can have a card ready, hand it out, word by mouth mainly. But we've been slowly just trying to build more and more. I don't have anybody working for me, so it's very difficult. I work a full-time job to pay for the house, and that's how I got the company started. And then still work that full-time job for now just because I don't have the work to trust myself to be able to quit that now. Yeah.
Until it takes off, you're kind of you're working your full-time job until, you know, your side hustle becomes your main thing. And yeah, I get it. And that makes a lot of sense, you know, because, you know, you gotta have consistent income coming in. And that's why I love what I do, Nolan, because Google really is where everybody goes to find businesses, right? And it's when you're on that first page, that's where it's going to take it to the next level. So, I mean, even if you don't want to like change, cause I know you're kind of been running with the Slusser, you know, coatings, what you could do is just do Slusser coatings and painting. Right. And then it's like so much different than the others. Like I would recommend probably doing it that way if you want to keep the name kind of similar to what you already have now, you know?
Okay.
So you don't have to do like a complete name, like crazy overhaul, you know?
Okay.
And that way we get that painting in there because I really want you to have that word in your business
name. That way it draws more leads.
Yeah, it draws people to it, and they know exactly what you do with your name, right?
Okay.
Every painting company is going to have the word painter or painting or some type of painting keyword in there, right? Every coating company is going to have a coating in there. So you kind of started that with coating, but, you know, painting can really take you to the next level, Nolan, because, I mean, I have some painters right now that just spend, and they're making money. And like I said, you know, you get what you spend. So I'm glad that Angie's is kind of working out for you because I'm happy for that. I'm not like, I don't, you know, like I have a lot of clients that are on Angie's and with me, right? The cool thing is though, once you get a taste of how Google is, everybody eventually doubles down and triples down on Google because Google will outperform any other platform out there.
Yeah.
And you get that because obviously you've been around. So, okay. So I'm going to send this right now to you. I'm almost done. I just want to make sure I got my, I's dotted, T's crossed here. You know, I like it. It's fuzzy.
Yeah.
Here it is. Okay. So, any questions so far, on, like the placement, how we do anything, or is this all making sense so far?
It's all making sense. Only question I really have is what's the basic package like?
Great question. Yeah. So when you do get the pricing. Yeah. So the basic package on a month-to-month basis is $299. Okay. The flat rate, right? And that gets you on Google, and that out of the basic package, we spend $100 a month on those Facebook retargeting ads. Okay. That basic package will bring, like I said earlier, thousands of dollars worth of work on a month to month basis. So it's going to more than pay for itself. It's going to 10x your ad spend. Right. But it's only going to take you so far. Okay.
Okay.
So let's say I get you like $2,500 worth of business every month. Okay, great return on investment, great, you know, first steps, right? But is that making you where you can go quit your job tomorrow? No, right?
No.
So that's where you got to get to a point where you feel a little more comfortable spending more money because, like, as you know, you get what you spend, right? So back to business 101 class, you know, you're supposed to be spending at least just to survive 5% of gross on marketing. You want to actually grow a business, you're supposed to be spending 10% of gross on marketing, right? So a lot of guys never do that, though, and they never scale their companies and they never get anywhere. But, you know, if you have a healthy budget, you can really take this and really get yourself, Nolan, to where you are scaling over time.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and pull that email up real quick and we can kind of go over it. What is your day job? Do you paint?
I paint. I don't stop.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. I kind of figured, I was like, there's no way he's doing anything else. He's probably painting.
Yeah.
But that's
no,
good.
For
know,
my
everybody
day job,
does that. They have
do,
their day job until they can replace it with their, you know, their company.
Yeah,
so
I do
right
industrial. I do industrial spraying for my day job.
Okay.
More of like an auto body industrial finish on big crawlers and stuff that are capable of cutting down full trees. That's kind of what I do. And then I know how to powder coat, so I jump in between powder coating and wet painting, a lot of multi-part epoxies and urethanes and flakes, all kinds of stuff like that, clear coats. And that's what I do for my 40-hour week, Monday through Friday. And then I try to – I get off at 2:30 every day, and I try to –
And then oh, and then you focus on your other business at from 2:30 on.
Yes.
Oh, see, that's perfect scheduling you got. No wonder.
Yeah.
I mean, that is like a blessing right there, dude. I would be thankful to be able to get off.
I wake up at like 4:15 in the morning, try to get to work by 5, if not 6. And then I'll work until 2:30, run home real quick, change into some different clothes, grab whatever materials I need, because I don't even have a shop. I'm running the whole business out of my garage right now.
There you go. I mean, you gotta do what you can while you're still small, you know? And that's like, that's why it's so important. Like, you know, not to go too crazy. Like I said, you know, so many people focus so much on the wrong things, right? They focus, like I've seen guys spend $5,000 on a website. I've seen guys, you know, waste so much time on a logo, right? And I'm like, you know what? It's, you just got to get your name out there and you got to start getting momentum and getting sales, getting business. That's how you get your business to survive. And ultimately, it's about getting enough leads coming in and exposure and all that, and you know, so that they do turn into jobs. But yeah, that's good, man. I really like guys like you, because I've seen, just me being behind my desk for as long as I have, I've seen so many people scale their businesses that do what you do, right? They start off like working for somebody, and then on the side, like, you know, when they get off or on the weekends, they're running their thing. And then over time, they start getting more and more business. They start spending a little more with me, right? And then next thing you know, they're like getting more and more calls or getting more and more business. Now they can start, you know, transitioning to focusing on their company more full time, you know,
more of a hiring process, people that can fill those spots and places, be able to pick up more jobs, but not overspend out of the company's pocket to where you can't bring in any money because the money you're making is all going outward.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, guys don't know where to advertise. I see a lot of guys go Angie's and Yelp, and yeah, they're good, but Angie's and Yelp is okay. I mean, it's nothing like on Google, right?
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, Angie's and Yelp, though. What was that?
I said that was my whole thing. I just wanted to start on Angie. I did, actually. I've been waiting because I just want to get money flowing into all the accounts that I've got set up for the company, because I don't, I don't want all the money in one spot. I'm getting it all split up differently, interest-based accounts. Money will build itself.
There you go.
But
There's good, like, high-interest savings accounts that you can get these days, too. It's, like, pay, like, 4%. You know what I mean? Which is like really crazy, some of these banks out there, you know, what they're paying right now. So that's good that you're smart and thinking about that, because not a lot of people do, you know, especially when money's just sitting there. You might as well make money on your money. But you got that email that I sent you over, correct?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. Let's go over the pricing. Like at the top, it's just like a bunch of stuff. We were on TV at one point. Extra Space Storage is actually the biggest storage unit company. Their director of marketing did a video about us. That electrician video, that guy spends $40,000 a month with me. It's called Stingray Electric. Does very, very good. Lewis Pest Control, we just talked about. And then there's where Google actually talks about us as well, so you can click on that. And then the breakdown of the cost. So the ideal package, Nolan, runs $549 your first month, okay? And this is how it broke down, okay? $199 goes towards you being on the first page of Google, $100 towards those Facebook retargeting ads, and then there's a one-time application fee to get you pre-approved for the paper leads, because we got to pay for your background check. It's a bunch of paperwork. Like I said, it's a two-month project just to get you pre-approved for that. Okay, so that's what that cost goes towards. So your first month, $549. Okay, call tracking.
Okay.
That basically just says we track all the leads. If you need a website, I'll even throw in a website for you. If you want us to redesign your website, we can do that. If you like it the way it is, we'll just leave it the way it is. Again, it's not about a website, okay? We put you on all the directories like Yelp, Bing, Facebook, Google, and Apple as well, okay? Then every month thereafter, you'll see it's $299 a month. $199 again, first page on Google, and then $100 a month on those Facebook ads, okay? So the only difference between month one and month two is just we got to pay that one time $250 to get you pre-approved.
Yeah, that whole processing fee.
What was that?
It's basically just a processing fee for the account.
Yeah,
or
it's a processing fee. Exactly. It actually covers the background check, right? Just the background check alone out of that money is $175 it costs us. So.
Yeah.
So, and then the rest of it goes towards getting the paperwork completed and everything else. So, the cost per lead, as you'll tell, it's $39, okay? Remember, you have to prepay for 13 leads up front, which is 507. You start, you know, depleting on that. The cool thing is you have full control on your ad spend every month. So, let's say, you know, you took – 1 month, like in June, let's say you're at $299 plus, let's say you took, I don't know, out of the 13 leads, you took 4 leads. So 4 times 39, that's $156 plus your $299. That month you spent $455.
Okay. So
the cool thing is
the
you
guarantee
have full control over how much you spend or don't spend. Right, because you're turning on and off the paper leads at any time.
Okay.
Can you see how this would benefit your business?
Yes, I do. Let's see here. I would be down to go with the basic package. But I'm going to have to hold off on it for a little bit. I want to get some more funds. Let me get through this week and possibly next week and get these couple jobs that I've got coming up knocked out, and that should be able to get the company sitting pretty decently in all of our accounts. And then I'll
So here's the
look
thing.
The
I don't know if Eric told you, but somebody just fell off the first page, right? In fact, there hasn't been availability in 37 weeks for a painting keyword, right, on Google.
Yeah.
So my point I'm making is, you know, since we're Google's biggest partner, our company more than anybody wants to get that filled. Right, and wants to get it filled quickly, okay? So I wouldn't be able to hold this position that long for you, but my recommendation would be is, hey, we can just start with the $299 package, right? And that way that kind of gets you solidified. And then when you're ready to do the paper leads later, right, let's say we do the paper leads, I don't know if you want to do it in a few weeks from now or 30 days from now. Again, just keep in mind, it does take 2 months to get you pre-approved for those paper leads. So we don't have to do the paper leads today, right? But at least, you know, just starting with the $299 package, so instead of like doing $549 your first month, it'll only be $299 your first month. And that way, it will, you know, cut down a little bit of the cost, especially the startup, so that you can at least secure that position.
Okay. My only other thing with that is I would still need to file for that DBA.
Sure. I mean, we'll definitely give you time to make stuff like that happen. I mean, I can send you a video. Okay. Do you know how to file for the DBA, or do you need like a video on how to do it?
No, I know how to file for it. I just got to get on there and do it.
Yeah, it's just a form, you know, I'm paying the processing fee on it. So the good news is, you know, you're going to have a little time to kind of work on all this stuff, because to shoot you straight, the first couple weeks anyways is a lot of work, right, on our end, okay? Like foundational stuff. Like we got to get all the programming done. We got to get all the ads created. Right. If you want us to redo your website, we can. That takes 7 to 10 business days there. So we kind of cover
the website.
A to Z. Huh?
Do you guys charge for the website?
Normally we do, but I'm willing to, like I said, give you a website. So in other words, we won't charge you to make that website if you want us to redo
it. How much does it normally cost for the website?
Normally we would charge about $100 to do it for our clients.
Okay.
Right. And I can kind of give you an idea. Here, I'm going to send you like a text message right now so you can kind of understand what we would do. I'm going to send you like a painter type of website, right? Nolan, so you can see what this would look like. So obviously we would be putting your name in there. We would be obviously putting some stuff about coatings in there. We would put like a logo for your business on there, but you can kind of get the gist on it. Now, you're going to see the mobile-friendly side of things, but the cool thing about the website is it's formatted for three different ways, right? For a desktop, a tablet, and a mobile website, right? So the cool thing is you'll be able to see kind of what that looks like, right, at least on the mobile side, right, and kind of like play around with it. And like see how the website would look and everything.
Okay. Yeah.
So you kind of see how that looks, what I just sent you?
Yeah. They do. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and so we would like, you know, any photos you could provide to us. You know.
Okay.
I mean, it will be to your liking, trust. And anytime you want changes, we can make changes. We've built so many websites, you know, and again, a website's like a business card. Like that's all a website. It's just a digital business card. Really?
Yeah.
Like people don't even care about your website, to be honest with you. They're not even looking at your website. They just want to say, okay, you got the 5-star reviews. Do you have the exposure? Like are you a guy that I want to call? Are you showing up on that first page? And that's what we're going to help you with in terms of, you know, getting that, you know, that ultimate, like, you know, the exposure and everything there. So, so the website though will definitely help you with. And then, you know, anytime you ever want any changes, it's very simple for us to do as well.
Okay. Let me run some numbers real quick, and I could get back to you on this, just because with me not making too many jobs right now, I'm in a way paying out of pocket for some things for the company.
Mm-hmm.
So let me run some numbers and see if I can't make that work. because I don't think the company as of right now can.
Totally. And it's always an investment. Like, I get it. Like, I've been doing this a long time now. But the good news is, you know, this will definitely start paying for itself and, you know, generate enough business to where it's not just costing you money, right?
Yeah.
And that's the great thing here. So this should definitely bring you several thousands of dollars worth of work once it starts getting ramped up, Nolan. And, you know, like, you know, bringing you consistent flow, right?
Yeah.
Now, like I said, it's only going to go so far, though, you know, but that's where eventually we want to get those paper leads in motion, right, so that you can take those leads and then add that extra fuel to the fire to help you grow to that next level, okay?
All right.
So, yeah. That being said, like I said, you know, we really, I mean, Topeka is a great area when it comes to a business, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, everything else, as you know, costs you money, right? You got your stuff in your garage, all the painting, all the equipment, all the brushes, all that stuff runs you money, your gasoline to go places. But none of those really are making you money. They're just servicing your existing jobs, right? What this is going to do is it's going to bring a healthy flow of new clients by having you show up on, you know, Google, right?
The top of Google,
So
okay.
The good news is, Nolan, it's literally $10 a day. It's like getting a Starbucks a day. That's how affordable the $2.99 package is. So that's a great, you know, first step, and that'll at least get you like making some money with this. And then over time, like I said, we could always do those paper leads later.
Okay. Let me check my account, and I'll get back with you. This, depending on how it's looking, I think the soonest I might be able to do something is Friday. I know I get paid this Friday, and I might be able to run with that and maybe get off of Angie's list to
help. I just, like I said, you're such a good area, and, like, this keyword hasn't been open in 37 months. And I'm not one of these guys that like to apply pressure, but it's such a good opening now, right? That my company doesn't want to
slip. It's one of those pressure openings. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you are serious and you want to be that guy that takes it, just let me know as soon as possible. I need to know, like, in the next couple of days. That's, like, I'm just shooting you straight because, you know, my team's just going to get on it and we're going to fill it with somebody else because – I'm telling you, somebody else will jump all over this. So, you know, I do want to work with you. I think this will be perfect for you. Again, it's $10 a day, Nolan, and it'll bring a healthy flow of clients, and then we'll start working on, you know, bigger picture later. So, you know, just try to take the first steps and, you know, just get back to me and let me know, you know, and then we can pick it up from there.
I'll work on this DBA, figure out what my paycheck's going to be looking like this week. And if I can fund it, I can get back to you within the next couple of days.
Appreciate that.
If not, I'll still get back to you and I'll let you know.
Okay. Yeah, totally understand. You know, some people, I get it. I understand what it's like to, you know, what you guys go through and, you know, and hopefully we can help you. You know,
I hope so.
You know, be the guy.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. I'll save your number in my phone, and I will try to get back to you as soon as I can.
Perfect. Definitely have a great rest of your day, okay, Nolan? You take care.
You too. Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye. All right, bye-bye.